listening to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It is 20 minutes till 11 a.m. here on this Monday, March 4th, as it is time for our Valley Talk program. And joining me today is Jake Fee from Camp Confidence. And Jake, how are you doing today?
Doing pretty well, Tyler. How about you?
Doing well also. And so we're talking about Camp Confidence. There's going to be an event coming up this weekend. But firstly, what is Camp Confidence?
Absolutely. Camp Confidence, also known as Confidence Learning Center, provides year-round outdoor educational and recreational experiences for people of all ages with cognitive and developmental disabilities down in the Brainerd Lakes area. And they also do provide opportunities with the deaf and hard of hearing communities as well. So it's a great facility down there on a lake in the Brainerd Lakes area. And they really take campers from all over the Midwest, including Minnesota here. And they've had obviously campers from Crookston and Polk County down there, but they provide stays of really overnight group stays of 2 to 3 nights. However, they will do longer and shorter visits when they are available there. So they take them from all over the place, whether it's group homes, families, public schools, state facilities, treatment centers, just all kinds of different areas that they get these kids to come in, and they're almost at full capacity year-round, obviously, with COVID years or whatever, that kind of went down a little bit, but they're still able to provide some opportunities during that time as well. But now that everything is back to whatever we call normal now, but yeah, they are almost always at full capacity, and it's not just summertime. That is really probably where they are at full capacity, but they do different things during the winter and, you know, not summer months there as well, but provide all kinds of different outdoor education and experiences for those persons with developmental and cognitive disabilities. So it's just a wonderful thing that they have down in the Brainerd Lakes area, and we've been proud to be part of it coming up here locally with the Crookston Eagles here for about, this will be our 10th year. The State Eagles has been involved with Camp Confidence almost from the beginning. Camp Confidence just celebrated their 50th anniversary a year ago, or, yeah, I think last year or whatever, and the Eagles have been part of it for 40, almost from the very get-go. So something that the Fraternal Order of Eagles is very proud of, to be a partner there and supporter, financial supporter of Confidence Learning Center, also known as Camp Confidence.
How important is it to have this Camp Confidence?
It is. One of the most things that I don't know, sometimes there's federal funding for these different type of deals. Confidence Learning Center receives absolutely zero federal or state dollars. So this is all run on basically raising money throughout the year. And they do have a charity gaming license that provides them with some financial resources there, but it's a big camp, and it takes a lot of resources and of course financially resources there to keep it in operation. So it's really the partners that they have, whether it's the Fraternal Order of Eagles, or I know the JCs down in the Brainerd area is big supporters of them as well, has a big fishing tournament in the winter and stuff like that to raise funds for them. So it's just so important to have these different extravaganzas and different fundraising opportunities for Confidence Learning Center, since they do not receive any federal or state funding.
And even though it is located in the Brainerd area, this is still, as you had mentioned at the top, this is not just for Minnesota, but for the Midwest region as a whole.
Absolutely. When the opportunity first came 10 years ago, some of the people involved in the State Eagles knew what Camp Confidence was, and a few others as well. But some of them were like, well, why are we going to raise a lot of this money for, you know, something in the Brainerd Lake area? And then it was just kind of educational for us locally on that this is not just for Brainerd Lakes kids. In fact, you can say the majority of kids come outside of the Brainerd Lake area, and it's people in the Northwest or down south or wherever else. So this is for any family or any individual that has cognitive or developmental disabilities or the hard of hearing or blind community as well. So we have people locally here in Crookston, of course, Polk County, throughout the years that have attended camp down there. And one of our past presidents of the Crookston Eagles, Brett Rao, It's kind of our ambassador, as we call him, for the Eagles to Camp Confidence. And he was a camper down there and just speaks so highly about his opportunities that he had while attending camp down there. And he knows firsthand on how important it is for these individuals to really give them that experience and educational part of it. For sometimes those experiences don't exist for those individuals.
What kind of experiences do the campers have, and what do they learn?
Really anything outdoors, especially in the summertime. You know, they got a really cool, I've been lucky enough to tour camp or whatever, and they got a glass bottom boat, for example, but they'll go out fishing or camping, and they do have cabins, and a lot of them are actually, the Eagles just provided a lot of money 2 years ago, the State Eagles, to start getting air conditioning in some of these cabins, as we know how July can get around here or whatever, but it's a very... It's a very great camp down there, and they provide great facilities, but they do provide all those different opportunities. And it's really promoting self-confidence and self-esteem for some of these individuals that might not have that. And they have archery, cross-country skiing, canoeing. I should have wrote some more of these down, but there's just all kinds of those different things that they have. But they really do provide. I mean, there isn't a moment that those campers aren't there for those 2 or 3 days, or some of them stay for a week. But there isn't a moment that they're not doing some time of outdoor experience. And of course, it's always hands on. And again, it's a lot of it might look like fun, but it's also really expanding their personal growth as individuals as well. So they do a great job. But again, it just they got the archery, cross-country skiing, canoeing, fishing, and again, they got all the different activities that they do as well.
And also creating lifelong memories, too.
Absolutely. Brent went there years ago, but he still talks very highly about it like it was just yesterday. So this is just something that really sticks with him. And, of course, you don't have to go once. Of course, they'll take the preference of booking if they're at full capacity to the first-time campers. But some of these campers have been there numerous times and continue to experience the great things that they're doing there at Confidence Learning Center.
All right, and the event that's coming up this weekend.
Absolutely, it's our 10th annual. We're very proud of having it here for the 10th year. In 9 years, we've raised well over $100,000, well over $100,000 here just in the Crookston extravaganza. So it's something that we're extremely proud of here at the Crookston Eagles, but it is our 10th annual, and it will be coming up this Saturday at the Eagles, and 5 o'clock is when I would recommend getting there. We have all kinds of different raffles and different things, and the gun raffle gets to be extremely popular. I know some people were kind of popping in at 6:30. We do eat at 7. I know some people were kind of popping at 6:30 a couple of these years, and the gun raffle sold out. You know, the great thing about camp is they want to raise money, but they also don't want to water down where they sell so many tickets into these raffles where you don't really have a chance to win. They don't want to do that, so you have a great chance of winning on all these. So the gun raffles normally go pretty quick, so does the cash raffle and some of these other ones. The general raffle is the one that normally sticks around a little bit towards the end, but most of them do sell out. So I strongly encourage, if you have not bought a ticket yet, it's $60. And in return, you get a $50 gift card there. It's a sporting goods store in Walker. And you can either use it in store, but you can also use it online as well. So if you're like, I never really go through Walker, no big deal. You can use it right there online, or even can call a store and order it through there. They do shipping nationwide. It's no big deal there. But you get $50 gift card right in return. Normally it has been $50, but we have had some people say, you know, we normally done either a chicken parmesan or ribs and chicken, and some, you know, some people just said, you know, can we maybe get some of, you know, your higher price point food options. So of course, Eagles is well known for its walleye and prime rib dinners. So that is what we decided to do. So this year it is $60. So really for $10, you get a prime rib or walleye dinner, which you can't beat that. So again, doors open at 5 o'clock, and there'll be between $20,000 and $30,000 in prizes there. We'll again have the 10 gun raffle. And we'll also have a general raffle. We have a ladies raffle and a cash raffle there as well. So all kinds of Great things there. Raffle tickets do run $10. So the price of the $60 is just to get in the door, and then you must purchase those different ones. I'm not big into hunting, and guns really aren't my thing at all, but I still have a great time. So I'm maybe not buy the 10-gun raffle tickets, but I'm going to go into the general and cash raffle. And then, of course, Ellie will make me buy some lady raffles there as well. But anyways, definitely, you know, if, again, I'm not the biggest outdoors guy in the world or whatever, but the general raffle has all kinds of different things. There is, of course, hunting and fishing and camping items there, but, you know, they'll have grills and different things, pizza ovens and different things like that in the general raffle. Every time I've won something, I've always put it to use, even not being an outdoors guy. So all that is going on. Again, the earlier that you get there, the better. Again, those tickets are $60. You can buy them at Scott's True Value in that when they're open from 8:30 until 5:30, Monday through Friday. And then at the Eagles, we open the bar up at 3 o'clock, and you can buy those until we close, and that ranges, but 10, 11 o'clock at night. But those are where you can get your tickets. We do still have some left. They sell out every year. In fact, I think other than the first year or two, we've sold out every single year. So if you are interested in this, I would recommend getting down to Scott's True Value or the Eagles to get those tickets as soon as possible. And of course, on my side of things, I would like the count of what we're cooking for there on Saturday as well. But again, doors open at 5 o'clock. I do recommend getting there as soon as possible, right around that 5 o'clock area, to get it all checked in and start getting those raffle tickets. And then we will feed that prime rib and walleye dinner at 7 o'clock, and a lot of those raffles will be going on 8 o'clock. But and we will have a live auction there for a couple different items to raise additional money for camp as well. But if you don't mind, I'll go through some of the different things. And again, I'm not a gun person, so bear with me on this. Michael, the gambling manager at Camp Confidence, supplied me with a list of all these great ones. And I should make a note here, too. A lot of our items that we get for the general raffle and different ones, we do get through a good relationship with Reed's Sporting Goods down in Walker. But this year, Steve Erickson and Darren Sesler have started their own gun store, Insight Firearms, there at Erickson Embroidery, which allowed us to buy these locally through them. And they've really, again, I don't know much about it, but everybody that's seen the list says those are some amazing guns. So Steve and Darren did a great job there on lining up some great guns here for us for the extravaganza. So on the 10-gun raffle, we'll have a Colt King Cobra. We'll have a Ruger 10/22 with scope, Ruger American, Savage Axis, American Tactical AR 223, Springfield Hellcat 9mm, TriSart 20-gauge pump shotgun, Legacy Puma 12-gauge over-under. They'll have a crossbow this year, which seems to be pretty popular these days, in a G-Force over-under. So again, if you're sitting back saying, oh, I messed up on one of those, I think they got a good idea there. But as you can tell, a very high-end guns on the 10-gun raffle there. On the general gun raffles, we have a Mossberg 12-gauge, Winchester Wildcat 22, a Hoa 22, and a Savage 17 with scope. So that is what the guns that are on the general fund raffle. Of course, we have well over 100 different prizes in the general fund to go along with guns. And again, we have all kinds of different things, whether it's fishing or camping or different things there in the general raffle. On the ladies raffle, they also add a gun normally in there, and it's a Browning 9/11 380. So that is the gun on the ladies raffle. And some of the bigger general raffle prizes are an Eskimo 949i fish house, a pizza oven there, Italia pizza oven, I think it's called, but one of those outdoor pizza ovens that are becoming very popular there. And of course, you can do just about anything. I've thrown wings in them before and different type of things, but of course you can do pizza in that pizza oven. And also they have one more for the bigger one for an Eskimo 3i fish house there as well. Those are some of the bigger ones, but again, well over 100 prizes there on the general raffle there for our extravaganza.
Prizes for everyone.
Absolutely. I I go a little bit into the raffles, but I don't go too crazy either. And I most years I walk out with something. So you really do have a good chance of walking out of there. And again, they do limit some of the different ones, whether it's the gun raffle or some of the other ones. They just don't print endless tickets to try to raise as much money. Camp is very mindful of that. They want to make sure that everybody at least has a good chance. I'm not going to guarantee if you throw in $50 into a raffle, you're probably not going to walk out with a prize, but you certainly can. But at the end of the day, they don't want people walking out of there saying, man, I spent all this money and I didn't walk out there with a single thing. They just don't want that. They want this to be a yearly thing and raise some money, but the end of the goal is not just to take everybody's money either. It's just to have a great night there at the Crookston Eagles this Saturday.
Sounds like a really positive event.
Absolutely. We've been so happy with this. It's probably one of our ones that we look forward to. We start, in the process of the date for next year will be booked before we leave on Saturday and that type of thing. So it's one thing that we're just very proud of. There's not a lot of, make here for the Eagles by any means, but it's just something that we can walk away and say, well, we just raised $20,000 for Can Confidence down there in the Brainerd Lakes area, and something that we're just terribly proud of.
If anybody has any questions, whether it's in regards to Camp Confidence or the event this weekend again, and where people can buy those tickets, because there are still some tickets available.
Absolutely. If you have any questions about the event itself, go ahead and give me a call. My cell is 218-280-1142. You can also call the club, 218-281-3881. And then if you have any questions about camp, if you're kind of sitting back and just saying, well, I really want to learn more, this is also a good opportunity. They'll both be the CEO, Travis Grossman, will be up there, along with the gambling manager, Michael. He'll be up there as well. So this is a great opportunity. If you have any questions at all on camp, those are going to be the experts. Of course, I can steer you in the right direction on the contact information, things like that. But there's just going to be so much more that they know, and they'll be both up there along with other camp employees up there on Saturday as well. So that's a great opportunity to learn a little bit more about camp as well. But again, get those tickets at Scott's True Value, 8:30 to 5:30 every single day. They have the tickets down there. And then if you want to buy them at the Eagles, of course, the office is open, but they range an hour. So I'd recommend getting them up at the Eagles from 3 until close there. But absolutely, come up and take part of this great event. Again, there's a little bit something for everybody. You don't have to be the biggest hunter in the world or biggest fisherman in the world. There's still a lot of great prizes and great food. And again, if nothing else, just go in the cash raffle. There is $1,000 is the top one. Then I think it goes $500 and a couple other ones on the way down. So there's all kinds of different opportunities there this Saturday at the Crookston Eagles.
And again, what time will the doors open on Saturday?
Doors open, I stress again, if you do buy tickets, to try to get there right at the beginning at 5 o'clock, just to ensure that you have the opportunity to get in all the raffles that you want to get in, especially the 10-gun raffle does go, I wouldn't say like right away, but if you show up at 6:30, some of these might already be closed because they sold all the tickets. So doors open at 5. We'll feed everybody with the prime rib and walleye dinner at 7 o'clock, and then some of the raffles will begin there shortly after. And then normally we try to really go through it quickly. We know we don't want to keep everybody around too late. So most time it's wrapping up by 10 o'clock at the latest there.
And a great wide variety of prizes that people can win throughout the raffles. So
that's what I've always appreciated. Again, and not being a biggest hunter in the world, that when I go in the general raffle, like I said, almost every year I get a prize of some sort. And last year I won a Camp Chef a griddle. It's like a Blackstone brand or whatever. And I won a beautiful grill that we're using to this day. So there's always something for everybody, whether it's grills or something else. And I always say, worst case scenario, if I end up winning a gun in the raffle, it's a good event to turn around to somebody and say, and then they'll probably come up to you and say, I'll give you $300 for that gun, So there's always ways that you can, if it's like, well, I don't really need that, you probably can negotiate a pretty good price up there that night. So
all around a great evening coming up this Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely. We're very proud to be partners with Confidence Learning Center and Can Confidence, and this will be our 10th annual, and we're very proud of it.
Thank you very much for joining us on today's Valley Talk, Jake, and look forward to hearing all about the Camp Confidence event this weekend.
Thank you so much, Tyler.
So that was Jake Fee from Camp Confidence here on today's Valley Talk program.